Blog Talk Radio.
January 29th. Can you believe we're almost through January already? This is Linda West, and this is the Festival of Angels radio show. This is a very special show. It is not a regular show you're going to find, but what we are doing is promoting one of the most angelic, of course, wonderful, of course, expos that you will ever choose to be a part of. And I do have a few callers here, and I'm tickled pink you're here. And I will be answering your questions, if you can hang in there just a little bit, and I will then get to you. I'm going to give out a little bit of information since this is the Festival of Angels radio show. And this Festival of Angels is sponsored by the International Society of Angels, which is a nonprofit organization. I love this. I absolutely love this. I had never heard of this before. I found out about it 6 months ago, and I was absolutely tickled because what an amazing thing to be doing in 2015. It is your one-stop resource for anyone desiring to grow in their understanding of angels. Some people don't believe in angels. Some people have seen angels. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, whatever your belief system is, this is wonderful. We are all surrounded by angels. So we want to promote and we want to circulate what's relevant, hello, timely especially, angelic information. And because so much of what goes on out there in our physical world is all about reason and logic and definitely overstimulation of the mental plane, spirituality is more important now than ever before. And I believe, because I travel the country, I do workshops, I do seminars, people are begging for more information. They're begging for more in their life. The physical world, which with its things and its money and its hard work, constant working, and finding that we're not getting anywhere oftentimes, we need this connection. When we feed our spirit, we feed ourselves. So, there will be an expo happening, which is going to help you even more, that are going to bring you closer to the angels, and the angels are all around you, as they say here, closer than you think. And the Festival of Angels Expo is in Portland, Oregon, on April 18th and 19th, which is a Saturday and a Sunday. Portland, Oregon. Have you ever been to Portland? Me neither. So if you're looking for a time to get away and you're looking for some fun and maybe you want to get away with the girls, maybe you want to learn a few different things, this is going to give you an amazing opportunity to purchase products. And I know women, I know when you go to these things, you want to spend some money. You want to have something tangible to take away with you, that amazing energy with you. So I get it. So you can purchase product and services. And you can participate in live demonstrations, food, fun, entertainment. Oh, I'm in. There will be expert speakers sharing a variety of topics. I'm one of them. Yay, I'm so excited about that. And what I'm doing with the Festival of Angels, I am a member of the International Society of Angels. I mean, I couldn't resist that. Wow. And the experts, those who are involved with the expo. I will be doing interviews. A few of those interviews are going to start next week. We're going to be doing some major promotion on that. We have the most, what can I say, variety, amazing, spiritual people. And some are into angels, some are into auras, some are into near-death experiences, some are doing readings. We have a variety. We have a variety. And these people are going to be interviewed so you can get to know them before you go. You need to see if this is worthwhile. If you're going to get on a plane or maybe even jump in your car and you're going to drive all the way to Portland or fly all the way to Portland, we want you to know this is going to be worthwhile. And I'm going to tell you right now, because I am psychic, so here you go, it's going to be worthwhile. You're going to enjoy it. For more information, and you can make your connections to the International Society of the Angels and thefestivalofangels.com. Go to thefestivalofangels.com, and you will be able to get more information on what's happening there. There's also pictures, some lovely pictures of people in their angel costumes. You know, I know there are angels on Earth. And sometimes you out there are an angel on Earth, whether you know it or not. A kind word you say to someone, a favor you do for someone. I had a issue. I had a couple of issues. One was with a White House black market. If you, those of you who know me know I always overdress, so that was one thing. And then I had an issue with DirecTV. But I got in touch with customer service, and I had a lady walk me through what I needed for my DirecTV. And if you, and those of you who don't know me, I live in a really remote area, so you know TV is pretty nice. But this lady spent like an hour with me, and I told her, "You are my angel today." So angels come in many forms, and we don't always realize that. Whatever you do from the heart, you could be an angel for someone else today. And we are all surrounded by that entourage, by that positive energy. It is up to us to tap into that. And that's what the Festival of Angels is going to teach you. Once again, it is thefestivalofangels.com. Thefestivalofangels.com. I am honored and privileged to be a part of it. And I have a story that goes with that on how I became a part of it. And I'll do that towards the end of my little talk here. But today it's kind of an interview of me. Since we want to give you a wide spectrum of what is going to be presented, somebody had these amazing people that are putting it together. Somebody had an idea. Somebody was divinely led. Somebody was so connected to the angels, and the angels got a hold of them. And there are literally three angel ladies. I like to call them angel ladies. And that, by the way, is my license plate. I love that. The angel ladies that are putting this on, working their hinies off to create for you an amazing experience of enlightenment. And don't we all need that? And here's the interesting part. Because we all had that question, especially, we all had a question regarding why are there so many modalities? Why are there so many different ways to get to where you need to go? I think at the beginning of our journey, we all asked that question. And I know I did when I was at the beginning of my spiritual journey. The reason there are so many different modalities is that each of us has a passion. Each of us is connected to the most powerful energy in the universe. you may not even know yet what your passion is. But you know you're restless. You know there must be more to life than this. You know, gosh, I should be doing something. Helping the planet. Amazing. Yeah, that's your angels talking to you. They usually work in that solar plexus heart area and get you all, you know, whipped into a frenzy of, whoa, I need to do more. And you may not, like I said, you may not even know the direction you're supposed to go in, and that is just fine, because I'm going to tell you this. Just say yes. Okay, angels, if I'm supposed to do something, just say yes. Just say yes. Don't you love that? Just say yes. I'm ready for more. Show me. And this is one of the amazing ways to learn what's out there. Can food be spiritual? Yeah. We have to feed this physical body, which houses this amazing spirit that we have. Do you want to know about auras? You want to know about near-death experiences? And there's music. Oh, my gosh, just the few seconds that we spent on the music was by an amazing woman named Unita, who has some of the most beautiful music, music that is downloaded to her from the angels. Hello. Every kind word you say to somebody, or sometimes you feel compelled to help somebody, and then you give words of wisdom, maybe passing on words of wisdom your mother gave to you, or you heard somewhere, or you may walk away and go, where the heck did that come from? Holy smokes. That's the angels. That's the angels. And there's a whole community of people that earnestly believe angels are closer than you think. So please take the time to check out the International Society of Angels, and please take the time to take a look at the Festival of Angels Expo. And I'm going to give you the website again, thefestivalofangels.com. All the information you would ever want to know. And pictures. I love pictures. Oh, this is so fun. So, let me go into what I will be talking about, which I am very excited about, because I do many things, as so many of you. I am what is called a spiritual advisor. I'm a psychic medium, but I'm also a spiritual advisor. So I'm not only reading the energy that you have, I am offering through the wisdom of the angels, how to improve your path, how to understand energy, how to move forward, how to take advantage of, remember I told you, you are connected to the most powerful energy in the universe, and I teach you how to take advantage of that. I'm an author. I never thought I would speak those words, because I got to tell you, at the time that the angels were telling me you have to write a book, I had never written a book in my life, and I decided I hated writing. Oh, Lord in heaven. So how did I write a book if I hated writing? And I thought to myself, who could possibly want to listen to what I have to say? And there's a story behind that, which I won't go into now, but I encourage you, because the book was written and it was published, and it is called 8 Keys, A Special Delivery Message from the Angels. 8 Keys, A Special Delivery Message from the Angels. And I'm going to tell you what. I know the angels had the power to get this done. I know the angels did this. I will, however, take credit for showing up. I will, however, take credit for making sure it gets out there and having it published, because even especially during rough times, which I'll take you back to 2008 when we had the collapse of the financial institutions. Ooh, baby. I asked the angels, I said, okay, what do I do? As so much of my husband's and my world was crashing, and the angel said, get back to basics. And I went directly to the eight keys. Believe, trust, attach are the first three keys. This book is my life story and a spiritual direction for you. But I started out in a sexually, emotionally, physically abusive childhood. And it is a story of how you go from being invisible to being goddess. And it is about empowerment. And it is a simple, easy read, and I encourage you to take a look at it. You can get it on Amazon Kindle, or you can go to my website, lindawest-medium.com, or hyphen, you can call the dash or a hyphen, lindawest-medium.com. And you'll have more information than you probably ever wanted to know about me. I have YouTube videos, I have the information on the book, I have the blog, and a lot of free information archives for my radio show. I do have my own blog talk radio show. It's called Empowered Life with Linda West. I am also a speaker. That is my most fun thing that I love to do. Oh, baby. Looking forward to this. This is what is so much fun. And I will be at the Festival of Angels. Speaking about, and the title is, I love this, what a long, strange trip it's been. Uh-huh. What a long, strange trip it's been. There's a song, right? Grateful Dead. And for a lot of you, maybe you don't recognize that, but for us baby boomers, we got this down pat, right? And in 1945, let's go back to 1945. That was before I was born, but some of you out there, yeah, uh-huh. The atomic bombs were dropped on Japan. This was a biggie. The setup for Armageddon was in place. Humans had the capability to destroy themselves. Now, I need you to just think about this. Every major religion in the world has predicted Armageddon. Even Nostradamus predicted Armageddon. And what happened instead is a testament to our souls and the power of love. And it is miraculous indeed. And I am going to tell you how that worked. Each of us had our part in our own way to bring humanity to a higher level of love and to bring us to where we are today. But this talk, this workshop, this amazing information, which will enlighten you to all those questions of why did I have to go through this? What am I doing here? What's happening now? Why is my life so uncomfortable? I love this. You are a spiritual being in a physical body, and you deserve to have those questions answered. And I have, from the angels, some amazing information and how to work in this energy. And you are here with divine purpose. You stayed on this planet, baby boomers, right now. And those of you who came later, you showed up to be here right now. And I'm going to help you find out how to live that life of joy. And all I got to say is welcome to Earth 2015, spiritual being. Ooh, it is good. So, whoo. That's a lot to take in. So let's go to my callers. Like I said, I'm tickled pink to have you here. I am happy to answer some questions for you. And I have a 602 area code, which means, local Phoenix. Hello there. Let me click on you. And give me your name and where you're calling from. Hello there, 602, you're on the air.
Hi, Linda. This is Evelyn, and I'm calling from the North Phoenix area.
Hi, how are you today, Evelyn?
That's pretty good.
And you were drawn here?
I have. I was looking at your website and, you know, seen you on the site before. So, and I know you're kind of local. I'm not quite sure where local. I don't know if it's Flagstaff or ish.
Yeah,
I don't know
Pine
if you're
Top
in the Flagstaff area or Pine Top. Okay.
Yes, Pine Top, and we're supposed to get like major snowstorm over the next couple days, which is fine by me because I work from home and I just snuggle in. So I'm just so happy to have you call. And you know, if you're looking for a trip to take with your gal pals come April, this is going to be quite an extravaganza and quite a wonderful thing to be a part of. But what I love more than anything is the fact that we're opening up the world to help people like yourself, and for me even, for help us to understand that angels are always around us. They have got our back, and that is just so very cool. Do you have a question today for the angels, my dear?
Well, I was listening to what you said earlier, and I was just thinking that is so true, where we're kind of looking to see where we're going, what we're doing, what's our path. You know, I'm not quite the baby boomer, but not too far from that. But it's kind of like, as I get older, it's like, what is my path? Instead of this, just having a job, and what's going to be for 2015, anything better than just the job?
I love that you asked that question. And are you born in the 70s, my dear?
No, the 50s.
The 50s?
Yes.
Okay, we're both baby boomers. Baby boomers goes from about, early mid-40s to mid-late 60s. And we're a part of that. You're a part of the changing energy on the planet. And I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to look for in 2015. Joy. Absolute joy. And it is time for you. You've already started going inward. And the angels are giving you a high five and an attagirl for that. You've already started going inward. The restlessness that you're feeling is divine. It is not meant to make you feel uncomfortable. It is meant for you to be able to go, what do I really want? And the angels want to give you your heart's desire. The problem as baby boomers especially that we have is that most of us don't know what our heart's desire is. And so what I'm going to tell you is just some tidbits of information that's going to help move you forward on the path. And if you'll get a piece of get a pen and paper and write this down, because I'm going to give you an affirmation. First of all, you are absolutely correct. There is divine purpose in being here. And there's always divine purpose in being here. Unlike past lives where it was all about victimhood, martyrdom, and self-sacrifice, and I got to tell you, girlfriend, you are good at giving. And there have been times when you've given more than you probably should have. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes, I do.
Bless your heart. But it's what our mothers taught us. It's what our mothers taught us and what their mothers taught them. And, of course, it's ingrained in our DNA. This is what we don't realize from all those other lifetimes. So what you need to know is that this is all about you. This lifetime is all about you. This, especially in 2015, is all about you. There's no more saving. You don't have to save the world anymore. Just want you to know that. You got your get-out-of-jail-free card here. What the universe and the angels really want for you is to have happiness and joy. Joy is the highest frequency available. And when you are in joy, you literally change the planet. But what has to happen in order for you to get from where you are at to where you want to be, which, by the way, is in love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health? Who doesn't want that? Love, joy, peace,
right.
Prosperity, and health. So in order for you to get from where you're at to love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health, my dear, my darling, we're going to change your whole world. You have to be able to receive. And I am going to give you the affirmation today, and it is on my website. You may have seen it. It comes in a 4x6 magnet, which you can order, or you can just see if you can copy it. I don't know if you can, and print it from that page, but it's some beautiful pictures of the Om sign, and a friend of mine did the graphics. I am a very electronically challenged individual, but the angels did give me this is called my intention magnet, and this is your intention affirmation. So you ready, my dear?
I'm ready.
Okay. I give intent. Write that down. And you and I both know, because you have an innate connection to the spiritual, and you and I both know intent is everything. So I give intent to receive abundance in all its forms. Okay, ready?
Right.
For the rest?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health. Okay? That is very, very powerful. And what you're literally doing when you say that affirmation, and don't say it from your head, you have a lot of work that goes on the mental plane, my dear. I call it mental mm-hmm. masturbation. So we want you to move out of the mental plane and into the heart center when you say this, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And when you say it, what I want you to understand is the angels go, yay! We're breaking down the barriers of good coming to you. So you're going to have to nod and smile when you get a compliment. You're going to mm-hmm. have to accept the hugs because the universe won't, you know, blow you away like within the first day or two of this. But get used to all those nice little synchronicities that are going to show up in your life because you're literally working with quantum physics here and you are changing the energy around you. And if you do what I say, what the angels are telling you to do, I would recommend that you read my book because you are on a spiritual journey for more, and you are absolutely right. You deserve more, and you are what we call, what the angels and I call a creator. There are creators, and there are people who work for creators, and you are a creator. We just have to help you zero in on what it is that you want to create. So you, instead of just having another job, you want joy. And go around, and when you start thinking about it, okay, angels, show me my joy. Give me clarity. Show me my joy. Love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health. And I'm going to tell you one more thing that I think is very, very important for you because I feel like your energy is finished at where you're working, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes even when our spirit says, okay, I'm done now.
Yeah.
Divine timing has to catch up. And when you say this affirmation, and here's the second thing for you to do, I want you to make a list of what it is you really want in work. And I hate to use work. We want you to have joy. I don't work. What I do is what I love, and that's where you're going to go. So what you want to do is make a list of what you want to do to make a living. And your heart's desire, whatever that may be, and you may not even know it yet, but trust me, by saying that affirmation, the universe is going to put in front of you what it is that your joy is, and you can expand from there. But let me give you this first. You don't have to pick up and leave your job tomorrow.
Okay.
Just tomorrow's Friday? Yeah. So you don't have to pick up and leave your job tomorrow or Monday. As fun as that might be, what we want you to do is when you go into work tomorrow, say, thank you, angels, I'm not going to be here very long. And bless this day. You with me?
Right.
And then
yeah.
I want you to make a list. Maybe you want to work from home. Boy, I didn't even know I wanted to work from home, but boy, do I love working from home. But think about, don't tell the universe, I want to be CEO of Amazon. Say to the universe, say to your angels, I want to work part-time with full-time pay. I want a little more freedom. You know what you don't want, my dear. So
right.
Start going to your heart and saying, what do I really want? You with me on that?
I am.
And I guarantee you, you'll make that list. And in a couple days, you can look at it again. In a month, you can look at it again. Because what you're literally doing is opening up your heart center to, you mean I can have anything I want? And when you do that, and when you start, and when you break down the walls that are keeping you from receiving, and you open up that door to receive, amazing things happen. And I'm going to be in Phoenix on the 28th of February. I've got a couple of things I've got going on down there. If you're familiar with my website, just look on my events page. But for now, start with this. And you know what? I'm telling you, you go, girl. You're amazing.
Well, thank you.
because you are powerful more than you realize, and you manifest really, really well. And so when you turn these thoughts to joy and to this manifestation, watch out. The adventure is just beginning, my dear. You take
care.
Well,
that's good to know. Well, thank you.
Yes.
Made
thank
my
you.
Day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All righty. Let's see here. We got some funny stuff going on with my computer. I'm going to get the other two callers because this is just so much fun. 856-856, you're on the air. Hello there. Oop, wait a minute. There. 856, who am I speaking to?
Hey, Linda, it's Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. How are you? I'm so tickled that you're listening to this. If you need a vacation, Portland, Oregon, April 18th and 19th. What fun
I'll
that'll be.
I'll tell you, Linda, if I had a job or if I knew I was getting a job between now and then, I would book it because I would love to go to that.
Well, here's
but
what I'm going to tell you to do, my darling dear. You put it out there. You just say, angels, if I'm supposed to be there, dump it in my lap. Stranger things have happened. Trust me on that. What is your question today, my dear? What can we answer for you?
Work. When am I going to find work in my field?
First of all, we have talked about this before, and you have got to put yourself in present moment and just tell yourself, I have been through this. If you haven't gotten my book, and if you have read my book, I'm sorry, I'm repeating myself, but I was selling insurance, and I thought I would never get out of there. And the decision that I knew that I needed to leave happened in May, and it took a year for me to get out of there. I'm not saying it's going to take that long for you, but you have to reach a point where you walk into work, as I said before, and you go, thank you, I'm not going to be at this job very long, and you find contentment in present moment, and then you say, okay, angels, take care of this, and then just be good to yourself. Our desire to change comes before divine timing. And yeah, you have made the list of what you want, right?
Yeah.
You say that with such discouragement. Yes, I made the list. Yes, I did what you said. But here's the point. The difference between you and me when I say, okay, angels, I want this to happen. And that's what the festival of angels was all about for me. I put it out there and I said, you know, I want something more. I want to do more. I want to experience something different. And I did that last spring. And 6 months later, in October, and I let the angels bring it to me. I want you to be aware of that. You need to let the angels bring to you the opportunity. Don't go, you know, if you pound the pavement, you do all this stuff. The lesson in this for you, because you wanted to know when, there is no when on this until it happens when you let go, when you appreciate the moment that you are in. When you understand that you're exactly where you're supposed to be, doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing right at this moment, but you're not going to be there forever, when you find joy in that moment and say, hey, show me what I'm supposed to learn, I'm still here, and plan the next adventure for me. When you become content just at the time when you say, you know, I'm okay, then it's like, boom, that's when it changes. And it took 6 months. That doesn't mean it could take 6 months for you. The sooner you get it, the sooner that things are going to change. But when you put it out there, the universe does it. If you are obsessive, if you try to control, ain't going to happen. You have literally, my dear, have got to understand that your happiness is not in the future. Your happiness, your joy is today. The joy of knowing that you are watched over by an entourage of angels. The joy of knowing that behind the scenes, where you can't see what's going on, the angels are creating synchronicity to put you at the right place at the right time to get the job of your dreams. And it is going to happen. But the sooner you learn the lesson, the sooner you understand, because I know how you are. You're my little obsessive compulsive. I'm the same way. The sooner you let go, the sooner you believe, trust, detach, that letting go, and say, okay, angels, I'm good today. Show me a miracle. Let me have fun in this moment.
I want to go to the festival, and I want to have the money to do it.
All right. Put it out there. Put it out there. You don't have to know how that'll work. Sincerely, you do not have to know how. My husband put out a manifestation for this year, and he said, I can't even imagine how this could happen. And it's like, that's good. We don't have to imagine it. That's humility. That's the fifth or sixth key in the eight keys, where it's like, it's okay that we don't have all the answers. Don't you love that? It's okay. You don't have to know the how. You just put it out there and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to the Festival of Angels. Got it, girlfriend?
Okay.
Go and be joyful.
I have a friend that I think might be interested in going, if I could get her to spend the money to go.
All you have to do. That's all you have to do is say, angels, I want to do this. Your passion of your heart is fulfilled by the most powerful energy in the universe. There ain't nothing stopping you other than your doubt. So put it out there.
Yeah.
Got it?
Okay. I will.
All right, sweetie. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. One more caller, and I'm so happy you called in. 206-206. You are on the air. Hello there.
Hello. This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Bay Area.
San Francisco?
Yes.
Yes, I've been there once. Awesome.
I live, my dad grew up in Portland. You're going to love Portland. I know it very well. It's a great city.
Oh, I am so looking forward to this. A new experience, for one. But yet, Portland's supposed to be a very spiritual place. And some powerful energy there. I've heard that from quite a few different people. So I know that the festival is going to be welcome, and I know it's going to be a huge success. Maybe you can get there.
Yeah.
It would be so fun. But just those two, there's a niche in all of us. And we can't always, you know, that restlessness that I was talking about, sometimes it's difficult to find. But when you go to a place like this and you're in that energy, it's like, wow. Not only does it clear the negativity out of you, but it renews your spirit. And, boy, don't we all need that occasionally. So what's your question today, my dear?
Well, it's similar to the other callers, and the things you said helped my situation as well. But I just moved here. So I need a permanent. I'm staying with friends, which is very nice, but I need a permanent place to stay.
And the universe is working. I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
Can I interrupt you?
Work.
I gotta tell you. You are exactly where you're supposed to be. You did good. You followed your heart.
I did.
You did a high five.
I definitely took the lead.
I know.
On this one.
you followed your heart, and I'm going to say this to you again because I need you to embed it into your heart center. The whole universe supports what you do when you follow your heart. The problem that we have and that you have as a human is that we get expectations of timing, how it should happen, how and when it's going to happen, and we'll try to manipulate, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but we'll try to manipulate because, for one, you feel guilty when you're not working. Two, you have a great place to stay, but you feel bad about taking up the space. They're blessed to have you. And so all these things, and I'm like you. You are obviously a powerful woman. And it's uncomfortable for us to take help from others. And this is part of you learning to receive. It's also part of you understanding divine timing and that you no longer in 2015, you were like me, and earlier in your life you used to be able to force things to happen. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they used to happen what I planned them to be.
Yes. Doesn't happen like that anymore. Ooh, baby, welcome to my world. And the more we try to force things to happen, the more you try to force things to happen, here's what I want you to visualize. When you try to force things to happen, you are literally saying to the angels, to the universe, to God, whatever you choose to call it, hey, I'm okay. Let me take care of this. I'm the human.
Mm-hmm.
I can do this. And what you really want is that entourage of angels that's working in all these different dimensions, going to be placing you at the right corner at the right time for the opportunity of the best and highest good. Because I got to tell you, girlfriend, you are unique, and you are amazing, and you are supported, and you are dearly loved. And the angels are so grateful you followed your heart. So I want you to get up in the morning and say thank you for my time. And I want you to say, angels, is there anything I'm supposed to do today? And ask for clarity and ask for guidance. And if you don't get it, just say, okay, thank you, because I am going to celebrate my connection to the divine and enjoy today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't forget to make your list of the type of job you want. And like I said, you don't have to be specific. You just want to... yeah, here's what I want. Create this for me, angels, and don't obsess about it. It's all, when the OCD sets in, just go to gratitude. Okay?
Right.
Just immediately shift your thoughts to gratitude. Thank you for my new job that's going to be so much fun, and I'm going to be making so much money. And I'm going to be able to be, creative, and you need that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've started working for myself more and more, so that's what I want to start here.
That's it. Blessed angels, open the doors.
Yeah.
You know what I like to say when I'm wherever I am? I tell the angels, I said, because I have a unique set of talents, and you have a unique set of talents. And I say to the angels, I gave up climbing mountains a long time ago, and this is the lesson for you. No more climbing mountains, no more struggle. When you hit your head against the brick wall, back away from the brick wall. Don't force anything. So say to the angels, I have unique talents. Whoever needs what I have, send them to me. Thank you. Got it?
Got it.
Got it. All right, girlfriend, take care. I'm sure I'll be hearing
so
from
much.
You again. I do have a regular radio show. Great. All right,
today is the first day I found you, so that's great. You too.
Oh, amazing. Take care, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We went over a little bit. Isn't that exciting? And so this is your opportunity to expand, the energy to grow. Oh, my gosh. We have the most amazing things happening on the planet. It's not what you hear in the news. You're not going to hear this on CNN. The International Society of Angels is having a Festival of Angels Expo. But you got it here today, or maybe you got it in the archives, or maybe you got it from the website. But if you really want to go, as I told the others, put it out there. The universe is always, always going to give you what you need. Thank you so much for spending time with me today and for spending time with me tomorrow or in the future or whenever you're listening. And you can always catch me at lindawest-medium.com or, don't forget, thefestivalofangels.com. Have a wonderful day, and I will be back just about every day next week, except for Wednesday, interviewing with some of the most amazing people. And we will be answering questions then, too. Take care, everyone. It's been a deep pleasure and honor of mine to connect with you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.